You're listening to SBS News. The COVID-19 pandemic continues to ravage India, with an average of more than 200,000 new cases every day. In an address to the nation, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has ruled out a nationwide lockdown, and he's urged states to impose micro-containment zones rather than wholesale lockdowns. The Prime Minister has announced measures to increase the production and supply of oxygen as the country deals with a shortage of oxygen cylinders. He's urged people to limit their movements and get vaccinated, announcing anyone over the age of 18 is eligible for a vaccine from the beginning of next month.
Vaccine ko lekar huye ek aur aham faisla bhi humne kiya hai. 1 May ke baad se 18 varsh ki
we have made another important decision related to vaccines. After May 1, anyone over the age of 18 can be vaccinated. Half of all vaccines produced in our country will be given to our states and hospitals.
Health authorities in New Zealand are still trying to determine how an Auckland airport worker contracted COVID-19 from an international passenger who arrived more than a week ago. Genome sequencing has revealed the worker has the same variant as a man who arrived from a red zone country on April the 10th. The fully vaccinated worker had the job of cleaning planes arriving from countries with high rates of coronavirus. Minister for COVID-19 Response, Chris Hipkins, has told Radio New Zealand it could be a case of airborne transmission.
The nature of a plane, if the air conditioning system's not going, the air's quite stagnant. Possible that that was still, you know, hanging in the air when someone went in to clean the plane, particularly if that happened quickly after it had arrived.
Europe's drug regulator has found a possible link between Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine and rare blood clotting issues in adults who received doses in the United States. The European Medicines Agency has announced its safety committee has concluded that a warning about unusual blood clots with low platelets must be added to the vaccine's labels, as it's also required of the AstraZeneca vaccine. Dr. Sabine Strauss is the chair of the agency's Pharmacovigilance Risk Assessment Committee.
The PRUC has concluded that there is a possible link between the occurrence of these blood clots combined with the low levels of blood platelets, thrombocytopenia, and the vaccination with the COVID-19 vaccine Janssen. The product information will be updated to reflect this information and will include a warning and an update of the side effects.
Dutch caretaker Prime Minister Mark Rutte has announced a significant easing in his country's months-long lockdown, calling it a delicate balancing act as infections remain stubbornly high. The number of people testing positive over the last week rose by 5.3% to almost 54,000. A nationwide curfew will be lifted on the 28th of April, and on the same date, bars and cafes will be allowed to reopen their outdoor terraces from noon until 6 p.m. Mr. Rutte says the situation requires careful management.
En we zien echt de spanning tussen de heftige werkelijkheid in het hier en nu in de ziekenhuizen en tegelijkertijd ook die voorzichtige.
We really see the tension between the grim reality in the here and now in the hospitals and at the same time that cautious, optimistic outlook. That tension is very great for the time being, and yet we dare to take this first step now. A step that is still very cautious and careful because we can afford very few setbacks. This is a delicate balancing act.
Nogmaals, een balanceeract.
The State Department in the United States will be advising Americans to avoid 80% of countries worldwide. Anyone considering travelling to a country in the remaining 20% is advised to reconsider their trip. Advisories for each country are expected to be released in the US over the next few days. And a long-time advocate for the legalisation of marijuana has handed out free joints in a New York park to those who showed him their COVID-19 vaccination card. Dana Beale has been campaigning on the issue since the 1970s. He set up a stall in Union Square Park to celebrate the legalisation of recreational marijuana in New York State and to encourage people to get vaccinated.
We're doing a special, something special, because, you know, issues move on. Marijuana's been legalized. And we're giving out joints to promote Cuomo's vaccination drive.
Dolly Spigner was among those who produced their vaccination record in return for a free joint.
I think it's a good thing. It'll bring more awareness to the marijuana fight, which should be legalized more and more and more in every state. And proof of vaccination. That means our state is getting better.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Diet, SBS News.